So, Elisha, why don't you tell us, the first question is, what year were you opened?
1966.
Okay, and then the second question, and I'll just give you the thing, you can hang on to it, because it might be a long answer. Where was it, and how did you come to Subud?
I met a tenor saxophone player who belonged to Subud, and he told me about it. And I was on a bit of a spiritual search already.
Do you remember the guy's name?
Yeah, his name was Lloyd Rice. He's passed away a few years ago at the age of 80. He was a wonderful tenor player, very warm in the style of Zoot Sims.
What town was this?
San Francisco. Yeah. And so I went to the Latihan one night, and I really didn't like it. I didn't like any of the people, and so I left, and I said, that's it for me. And for some reason, a couple months later, I went back and did the 3 months probation and got opened in January 1966, and that was it. So that's what happened. That was in San Francisco.
Yeah. I mean, what did he say to say, you got to come to do this, or, I mean, this is a crazy new thing, or all the hip kids are doing it, or what did he say to entice you?
Well, we just got into a conversation the moment we met about spiritual things, and he told me what he was into, and I told him what I was into.
Which was?
I was taking jazz piano lessons from a guy who was in the Gurdjieff discipline, and he was getting me wrapped up in that. And that was frankly over my head, And so I didn't know it, but I was looking for something a little simpler, I think. And of course, Subud would fill the bill there because all you got to do is surrender, you know.
That's harder than it sounds.
Yeah.
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 And so how did you end up in Seattle?
Long story. Long story. Ruth and I were married in 69 and we moved to New York and lived there for 3+ years. We were both in Subud at this time. And while we were living there, we met up with these Subud guys who had a band and had big ambitions to make it big in the music world. And so I joined that band. There were 6 of us. The only ones left, and we were going to move. We were going to emigrate to Canada, to Vancouver, and we were unable to do that. We weren't acceptable to the Canadian government, I guess. And so we said, "Well, what the heck? Seattle's not that far away." So just on a fluke like that, we came here. And like I said, there were 6 of us. There are 2 of us still here, and that's Hanafi Libman and me. Lucas Rowe also, but I haven't seen him for so long, and I don't know. I think he's still in the area. So that's how we ended up here. One of the really historical things, historically interesting things, and I don't know if you're going to ask me, but 6 guys and their families moved into this Subud group, which was kind of a medium-small Subud group. And we were a band, and we were full of piss and vinegar, and we started really, we really barged into this group, and we were met with generosity and support, and it was really marvelous. At the time, I may have taken it a bit for granted and thought that, well, we're all in Subud, we have to be nice to each other. But when I look back on it, I think, wow, they took us on. We bought a whole bunch of musical equipment, and we rehearsed every day right here in this Lodion room. And when we were finished rehearsing, we put everything on the stage. It totally filled up that stage, wall to wall, and nobody complained.
Who were the guys you said that accepted you? Who were the people here?
Oh, Lawrence and Rosanna Krauss, Bob and Andrea Maynard, Baldwin Ancio, Kathy Zink. There were quite a few people.
This is circa 1974, when was this?
75.
75, so a year after the house was bought by Subud, you guys were here.
Is that when they bought it?
75.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were aware that something had gone on. The Tedros were very instrumental in that house purchase, I'm sure. So, yeah. Well, I was really impressed with their hospitality and generosity, anyway. And they would come to our little gigs, and the band eventually just kind of petered out. It wasn't...